All right, so get this. We're all part of a tribe,
Oh, yeah.
but not like a family one.
Oh.
This is something called a 100-year tribe.
100-year tribe.
It's from this article by Dr. Jason Ransom.
I've heard of this.
It's called Embracing Our Century, the Extraordinary Tribe of Our Time. And
Oh.
basically, it's like everyone alive right now. We're all in this together.
Yeah, making history in this little window of time we have.
Exactly.
It's a pretty fascinating concept, because societies, they change so much in just a century.
Totally.
I mean, think about it, almost everyone alive in 1924.
Wow.
They're gone now.
Yeah.
And it's our generation that's shaping the world today.
It's wild.
Yeah. And Dr. Ransom points this out, this constant cycle.
Yeah.
And we're right in the middle of it.
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does.
Like, what are the chances that we're here,
I know.
all those ancestors and all those decisions and all those events in history?
Right. And boom, here we are.
But Dr. Ransom doesn't just stop at like the wow factor. He digs into the unique opportunities
Yeah.
and responsibilities
Oh,
that
interesting.
we have as this 100-year tribe.
Yeah, what kinds of things?
Well, he starts off talking about like our inheritance.
Okay.
And honestly, it's pretty remarkable when you think about it.
What do you mean?
Well, we have access to technology that people 100 years ago,
Right.
they would have thought it was pure science fiction.
Oh, for sure.
Like, we can communicate instantly across the globe.
Yeah, crazy.
Medical breakthroughs that they couldn't even imagine back then.
Right.
And like almost everyone can read. So we can learn from all the knowledge that has built up over centuries.
It's amazing.
It really is.
It's like we've been handed this incredible toolbox,
Yes,
but
exactly.
are we using it the right way?
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
What will the next 100-year tribe inherit from us?
Ooh.
It's something Dr. Ransom really wants us to think about.
Yeah, that's a big one.
It is a big one.
So how does he think we should approach this?
Well, he actually lays out a really interesting framework.
Oh, yeah.
One of the big things he emphasizes is the power of diversity.
Diversity.
Yeah, like he acknowledges all the differences that often divide us.
Like what?
You know, things like nationality and race and gender.
Right.
But he says that we have to see beyond those differences.
Okay.
He thinks that's how we unlock our full potential.
I see.
So instead of letting those categories be like dividing lines,
Yeah.
we should see them as threads
Threads.
that create this rich and strong tapestry.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Right.
So instead of focusing on the things that separate us, we
Exactly.
should embrace the things that make us unique and
Yes.
use them to build something even stronger.
Exactly. And Dr. Ransom really digs into how all these diverse perspectives can lead to greater innovation and empathy.
Like, imagine a
Yeah.
world where the solutions to all these complex problems that we have,
Right.
they come from people with all different backgrounds and experiences.
It's like collective wisdom.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. And that's the world Dr. Ransom is envisioning.
Yeah.
And it's a world that we can actually build together.
It's a world I want to live in.
Me too.
It's inspiring.
Yeah, it gives me hope.
Yeah, it really makes you think like it's not enough to just consume all this diverse knowledge.
Right.
We have to actually engage with it too, right?
Absolutely. And that's where it gets even more interesting.
Oh, how so?
Well, Dr. Ransom goes beyond just saying diversity is good.
Okay.
He gives us actual concrete ways
Uh-huh.
that we can build a thriving 100-year tribe community.
Oh, cool. So he gets into the nitty-gritty.
He does.
What kind of things does he suggest?
Well, he talks about the power of mentorship.
Okay.
Like, imagine if everyone with experience and knowledge
Yeah.
shared it with someone younger
Right.
and kind of guided them through their field,
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, it's like a direct link from the past to the future,
Right.
making sure that knowledge isn't lost and that the next generation is ready for whatever challenges they
It's
face.
like a chain of mentorship connecting our 100-year tribe.
Exactly.
But like in a world where we have so much information online,
Yeah.
is traditional mentorship really still that important?
That's a great question. And honestly, I think Dr. Ransom would say it's even more crucial now.
Oh, why is that?
Because having access to information is one thing,
Right.
but knowing how to filter it and apply it and figure out what's actually true,
Yeah.
that's a whole other skill.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's usually best learned through personal guidance.
So mentorship isn't just about like downloading information.
No, it's not just about the knowledge.
It's more about developing like critical thinking and problem solving and having a sense of purpose.
Exactly.
So mentorship ensures the quality of knowledge transfer in our 100-year tribe,
Yeah.
not just the quantity. It's like making sure the tools in our toolbox are actually sharp and ready to use.
Exactly.
I like that analogy.
Dr. Ransom also talks about the impact of community projects.
Okay.
These could be anything from local initiatives to global collaborations.
Okay.
But the key thing is that they bring people together from diverse backgrounds to work towards a common goal.
So, like, if I'm really passionate about climate change, I could join a community project with scientists and engineers and artists and activists.
Sure.
And we'd all bring our own unique skills and perspectives to the table.
That's a great example.
The tool.
Yeah. And through those collaborations, we make progress on solving big issues.
Right.
But we also build connections and understanding between people.
Who might not normally connect.
Exactly. It's about bridging those divides and realizing that despite our differences, we're all part of this 100-year tribe.
Working towards a better future.
Yes.
Okay. So we've got mentorship. We've got community projects.
Yeah.
What other practical steps does Dr. Ransom suggest?
He also emphasizes the importance of inclusive policies.
What does he mean by that?
So those are the structures and systems
that we create in our governments and institutions and organizations to make sure that everyone has an equal opportunity to participate.
I see.
And contribute.
So things like accessible education.
Yes.
Fair labor practices and policies that protect against discrimination.
Exactly.
These are all ways to level the playing field for everyone in the 100-year tribe.
Precisely. It's about recognizing that everyone in our tribe has something valuable to offer.
Yes.
And creating a society where those contributions are not only welcomed, but encouraged.
It's about weaving those threads of diversity into the very fabric of our society.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Thanks.
And by doing that,
we're
not only creating a more just and equitable world for ourselves,
right,
but we're also setting the stage for future 100-year tribes to inherit a society built on collaboration and respect and a deep understanding of our shared humanity.
It's a beautiful vision.
It is.
It gives me hope, but it also makes me wonder,
what's that?
How do we actually measure the success of our 100-year tribe?
Mm.
Is it about achieving specific goals?
Hi.
Or is it something more like intangible?
That's a really thought-provoking question.
It is.
And I think Dr. Ransom would say that true success is about cultivating a sense of shared responsibility for the well-being of our tribe, both now and in the future.
So it's about understanding that our actions today, they have consequences that go way beyond our own lifespans.
Exactly.
So instead of asking, what can I get?
Right.
We should be asking, what can I contribute?
I love that.
And it's about realizing that the legacy we leave behind, it's not just about stuff or achievements. It's about the values and principles we embody as a collective.
I agree completely. Dr. Ransom really wants us to think about what kind of world we want to leave for the next generation.
It's a big question.
It is, do we want them to inherit a world full of conflict and inequality? Or a world where collaboration and empathy and respect for diversity are the norm?
Right. The choice is ours.
He says it's up to us.
This whole idea of legacy is so powerful.
It is.
And it connects back to the incredible inheritance we've been given by the 100-year tribes that came before us.
Yes.
They gave us this amazing toolbox.
Right.
And now it's our turn to use it wisely.
Yeah.
And build something even better for the future.
It's a big responsibility.
It is.
But it's also really exciting.
It is.
And I think Dr. Ransom's article gives us a roadmap for how we can do it with a sense of purpose and optimism.
I love that.
He challenges us to embrace the complexity and diversity of our 100-year tribe.
Yeah.
To use our strengths and to work together to create a future where everyone has the chance to thrive.
It's a beautiful picture of what's possible.
It is.
But it's not just about these big ideas, right?
Right.
He also brings it down to a personal level. Like, what does this all mean for each of us?
Yeah, that's a crucial point.
It is.
Dr. Ransom reminds us that even though we're part of this huge group, our individual actions still matter.
They do.
Every choice we make, every interaction we have,
it
all contributes to the fabric of our 100-year tribe.
So even though we're just one tiny thread in this massive tapestry, the quality of our thread still matters.
Yes, it does.
It affects the strength and beauty of the whole.
It's a good reminder that we have agency.
Yeah, we can make a difference.
Even if it seems small.
Exactly. And Dr. Ransom wants us to ask ourselves some tough questions.
Like what?
Like, are we living in a way that reflects the values we want to see in the world?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right? Are we using our talents to help our tribe?
Mm-hmm.
Are we engaging with people who are different from us with curiosity and empathy?
Those are questions we should all be asking ourselves.
I agree. It's easy to get caught up in our daily lives.
Yeah.
And forget about the bigger picture.
It happens to all of us.
But Dr. Ransom reminds us that we're part of something much bigger.
Right.
He's calling us to take a step back.
Yeah. Look at our lives and ask how we can best contribute to our 100-year tribe.
You know that question about the message to the next 100-year tribe?
Yeah.
It's really stuck with me.
It's a powerful one.
Like, what would we want them to know about our time?
I know.
The good, the bad,
mm-hmm.
the lessons we've learned.
It's like creating a time capsule.
Yes, exactly.
Trying to capture the essence of who we are.
And what's so interesting is that Dr. Ransom doesn't give us like a specific message.
Right. He leaves it open-ended.
Yeah. He wants us to figure out what's important.
It makes you really think.
It does. So maybe the most valuable thing we can pass on is actually the importance of asking the right questions.
Oh, I like that.
You know, critical thinking, always questioning and seeking understanding.
Yeah, because the world is always changing.
Right.
So maybe it's not about specific facts and figures,
yeah.
but about those core values that have always been important.
Like what?
You know, the pursuit of knowledge, empathy.
Right.
Recognizing that we're all connected, even if we're different.
It's like we're saying, hey, future tribe, we didn't have all the answers.
Right.
But this is what we learned along the way.
Yeah.
Hope it helps.
And maybe by looking at our experiences,
yeah.
both the good and the bad,
uh-huh.
they can avoid making the same mistakes.
Learn from our past.
Exactly, and build on what we've accomplished.
It's like that saying, you know, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it.
Yeah.
But we're not just remembering it.
Right.
We're actively shaping how future generations will see our time.
We're the storytellers.
It really makes you realize that this message isn't just some abstract thing.
Right.
We're creating it every single day.
Through our choices.
Through our words.
Our actions.
It's our legacy.
Exactly. It's something we build over time.
And something we contribute to as part of this 100-year tribe.
It's a shared responsibility.
So as we wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that question.
Okay.
What would you say to the next 100-year tribe?
What do you hope they remember about us?
What lessons have you learned?
There's no right or wrong answer here.
Just think about it.
Reflect on your role in all of this.
And how you want to contribute to the story of humanity.
This has been a great discussion.
It has been.
Dr. Ransom's ideas are so thought-provoking.
I hope it's made everyone listening think differently about their place in the world.
You know, we are all part of something much bigger than ourselves.
We are, and our actions have consequences.
But we also have the power to make a positive impact.
So go out there and embrace the complexity of our time.
Celebrate the diversity of our tribe.
And work together to create a future we can be proud of.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning.
And keep making your story count.